And here's another parody project song. It's to the lyrics of I'll Never Fall in Love Again, or I should say the tune of I'll Never Fall in Love Again, and follows some of the lyrical line. I'm going to read you the lyrics beforehand because, like Don Caron's voice, but sometimes it's a little bit muffled or blurred. What do you do when you lose the vote? You blame it on Russian bots and actors, not your Machiavellian factors. You're the reason that you couldn't win. I'll never vote your way again. What do you get when you speak for peace? You get attacked and slimed and slandered for threatening profits with your candor. They'll take you down with lies and spins, and they'll never let you run again. Don't tell me what it's all about. I saw it happen and saw it play out. Corruption won't release its stranglehold. Red and blue reach for the same billfold. What do you get when opposed to war? They point at you and shout out, traitor. In spite of years as an army major, that's a basket of deplorable, and they're sickening and horrible. What results can you now expect after using tactics of the Trumpster, throwing truth into the dumpster, so destructive to democracy, you're the essence of hypocrisy? What do you get when you dare to fight against corruption, greed, and power? They'll lie about you on the hour. They were desperate to obstruct your win. Now they're doing all that again. Don't blame it on third-party votes. They didn't fall for your elaborate hoax. Maybe you should have tried running on real beliefs instead of cunning. What do you get when you just ignore the cries of anger from a nation? Your party falls to ruination. You'll lose elections yet again, slipping noisily on down the drain. And that's, of course, about Hillary Clinton's election campaign of 2016 and the Democratic Party's rigged election process that got us Trump. But don't take my word for it. Here's the Parody Project doing it.
What do you do when you lose the vote? You blame it on Russian bots and actors, not your Machiavellian factors. The reason that you couldn't win, and I'll never vote your way again. And what do you get when you speak for peace? You get attacked and slimed and slandered for threatening prophets with your candor. They'll take you down with lies and spin, and they'll don't tell me what it's all about. I saw it happen and saw it play out. Corruption won't release its stranglehold. Red and blue reach for the same billfold. What do you get when opposed to war? They point at you and shout out, traitor. In spite of years as an army major, that's a basket of deplorable, and that's sickening and horrible. Corruption won't release its stranglehold. Red and blue reach for the same before. What results can you now expect after using tactics of the Trumpster and throwing truth into the dumpster, so destructive to democracy? You're the essence of hypocrisy. What do you get when you dare to fight against corruption, greed, and power? The lie about you on the hour, they were desperate to obstruct your win, and now they're doing all of that again. Don't blame it on third party votes. They didn't fall for your elaborate hoax. Maybe you should have tried running on real beliefs instead of cunning. What do you get when you just ignore the cries of anger from a nation? Your party calls to ruination. You'll lose elections yet again, slipping noisily down the drain.
Moving now to the Food Not Bombs meal, where there was the weekly meeting of the Union of the Homeless, which happens every Sunday at 5 o'clock down at outside the main post office on the sidewalk. You can chow down from 4 to 6, and then at 5 you can meander over and hear what the Union of the Homeless is up to, and also pitch in if you want to have, if you have information or you want to help out. The union's been kind of... it's not been doing as much as I had hoped recently, but there's still some good activists doing some struggling, though perhaps not struggling as hard as people who are in the rain trying to avoid freezing out or getting completely soaked. Most of us at this meeting were housed, but there were some homeless folks there too. Let's kind of listen in, and I was actually surprised that it sounded a bit more relevant on second hearing than when I was actually there. So, I don't know. Well, you can see what you think. We're at the Food Not Bombs meal, looking for answers to the question, what to do for winter shelter for folks outside, given the lack of interest by churches, city council, and everybody else. QZ, any thoughts?
Yeah, I thought about it. I have the answer.
And what is the answer?
Revolution.
Revolution? What are you, some kind of wild and crazy radical guy?
Yeah.
Oh, good. you start and I'll watch.
All right.
You might even join in.
Right. Somebody just got to start it, that's all.
Well, that's there's some truth to that. Any other reports?
Oh, that's it. Yeah, everything's the same.
All right. Thanks, QZ. Linda, what should be done for the winter to make sure that people don't freeze their asses off?
Well, I thought we were going to occupy the what is it called? The across from the Civic Center.
Civic Auditorium?
Right. Because, there might be some empty buildings, but I think the Civic Auditorium, it's more comfy than an empty building, don't you think?
It's...
Because it will have electricity.
Big building.
It has electricity, has control, whatever.
It also has kitchen facilities,
and,
but I could be
and
wrong.
Restroom, right?
It has restrooms.
Which, an empty building, the one that's not going to have electricity and, you know, but probably no running water. So, yeah, that makes sense to me.
It's been done before. It's been used as a winter shelter during the earthquake of 1989.
Okay, well, so we have a... what do you call it? So we have, let's see, climate change is genocide, and so is homelessness and hatefulness. You were talking about the Trinity here. Climate change, genocide,
the unholy Trinity.
The unholy Trinity, yeah, and the evil city of the cross, that's right. People, triple cross. The city lies, people die. And so what I say, the city's lies destroy lives, and they continue to lie and destroying lives.
Now, you will be going to court on December 17th?
No, actually, court is done. I'm doing community service now.
Oh, what happened?
100 hours. I have a year to do it, and I don't have court again until December 11 of 2020.
So you did a deal with these scoundrels in court.
Right. So in order to get this deal, I have to... The original dealing in willing or guilty pleads was that I was supposed to plead guilty to a false battery charge by, her name is Denise Miller, who was a former employee of the Homeless Service Center in 2016. She accused me of battery, which was totally the opposite.
Battery is unlawful touching.
Well, actually, what she did, she called the cops because evidently I exceeded my time in the handicap shower. And while she waited for the cops, the Santa Cruz PD, she got on a chair and opened the handicap shower and threw the towel on my face and each item of my clothing. So then she refused to leave to give me privacy to get dressed. So then when the cops came, I asked them for help and I was begging them and they just ignored me. So I called her fucking bitch. And then, so then I got arrested.
Taken to jail?
And I was in the vehicle just before they took me away to the Santa Cruz County Correctional Facility. And she comes running across Coral Street in Santa Cruz. And now she has a witness. And she says, excuse me, officers. I didn't want to tell you this, but you hit me. So then I got battery. That was 2 years ago.
Now you pled to this?
So what they wanted to do, The DA and the prosecutor wanted me to plead guilty to battery, so they can drop trespassing and disturbing the peace. Trespassing was on the very federal, which I intentionally sat there with the site above me, no loitering and trespassing, all the stuff. But Santa Cruz PD have taken my cell phone, my debit card, my driver's license, and all my property. So I thought, okay, I couldn't get money from my account at Bay Federal on River Street. So then,
this is all back in 2016.
Correct. So then I was accused of trespassing and got arrested there.
Now, you were also jailed on both these occasions.
The disturbing the peace was horrific because.
Now, were you jailed on both these occasions?
Just a minute. With a 9-year-old made allegations of against me, and so it wasn't disturbing the peace. There was more horrific stuff that
Again, I interrupt and ask, on both these occasions, were you taken to jail and held?
Of course.
And for how long?
Excuse me, that was 2 fucking years ago.
You don't even remember, do you?
So anyhow, so then I said, no, I don't give a fuck, and they take me back to jail on the battery charge because I'm not going to, it was totally opposite. So no. So then,
you refused to plead.
T.J. Brewer, who was my pen defender, went to the negotiating table or whatever, and during the hearing procedure, and so then
this was last
so
week.
Then he came back with the battery charge at the Homeless Service Center on Coral Street turned into disturbing the peace. So then I have 2 disturbing the pieces that will be dismissed when I turn my 100 hours of voluntary community service.
100 hours, eh? Slave labor?
Well, you know, it's interesting because, see, we're talking about, it used to be 4 years ago, it was 10 an hour, credit, right? $10 an hour credit for community service. Now it's $30 in our community service. So, yeah, so Santa Cruz is doing something. However, we have the downtown street team, and they get $5 per hour in a gift card, and that is so fucked up.
To say the least. Now, this 100 hours that you have to do you have to pay some sort of, like, community options to do it?
I don't know. Well, that's what Keith was telling me, because I'm new to this thing. When I did it, I didn't have to do that before.
If the judge orders it directly from the court.
No. We chose three FUNA bombs, MH Ken, and I chose, and the Walnut Avenue Women's Center. And then we were going to give him the names of it. And he says, you don't have to list them for me. You can choose any of those three or a combination of the three.
But did he direct you to go to Community Options?
No. Good. I was not told that.
That's the group that usually they pay you for, and then they send you out to these nonprofits.
But according to Keith, I need to go there, I believe, to get the green form that I don't have.
As long as you don't have to pay anything. I hope. I'd be curious to follow this up later.
Yeah, I don't. I hope I don't have to pay, because I haven't done it in the past when I was I had to work through collections, through court here in Santa Cruz County and Ventura County, and I didn't pay any fees to volunteer.
So increasingly in this country, people do not get jury trials. They are pressured, coaxed, convinced, or just exhausted into abandoning their rights for some kind of plea deal. I don't have the stats for our local courts and how often misdemeanors get pled out into some pretrial understanding, which doesn't allow for a real airing of the facts and a real chance to defend yourself, particularly if you don't have any money. You get a public defender who is very limited in time and resources compared to the prosecution. And, of course, I think you may find, as I've found looking over courts and how they've been acting for the last 30 years here in Santa Cruz County, that there's a distinct bias in favor of law enforcement and district attorney preference and city attorney when they're prosecuting preference as well. So you have a high barrier to jump over if you're going to win your case. I've often told people that if you're going to win a case, even for something as stupid and simple as, oh, I don't know, sitting on the sidewalk next to a building, when you are actually in the right, even though it's illegal to sit within 14 feet of a building, unless there's some exceptions, you're, for example, watching a parade go by or a permitted performance, as it's called. You have to get this admission out of the mouth of the police officer, really. At least that's what I understand is the best way to do it, because in that way the judge is conflicted. She doesn't want to dispute what a police officer says, certainly not. On the other hand, you know, the problem there also is that apparently the police officer's testimony directly contradicts the law that she or he is supposed to be enforcing. We had hoped to do this with cases. Last lengthy case I had that I remember that went on for months and months was the unreasonably disturbing noise case, where police were using this very subjective standard to essentially intimidate musicians into leaving once any kind of complaint was lodged against them. Sort of similar to how homeless people who are sleeping or camping in an area get displaced, not because they're engaging in criminal behavior, because it's not criminal to camp anymore, but because merchants or residents file a complaint and the police feel that they are obligated to act on the complaint of the merchant or the resident, even if it has no particular merit, which, of course, is often the case. It's simply the aesthetic of the person or their apprehensions or their of the resident or their bigotry, frankly. That's sort of the bottom line. Because if there were really a legal problem, then there could be a charge leveled against people other than the phony no trespassing on public property, no being in a closed area, public nuisance, these vague charges that have nothing to do with real crimes. But they can be used because now that camping is no longer a usable charge under the Martin versus Boise decision, they have to find something that substitutes for it, looks different, but is actually substantially the same. And of course, if you want to challenge this and go to court, unless you are unless it's a misdemeanor case, you don't get a jury, even as a possibility. You have to go before a judge who, again, as I said before, in my view, tends to favor the prosecution and the district attorney's office. However improbable their cases often. It's the unreasonable noise case that I mentioned where we were hauled into court for the longest infraction trial in Santa Cruz history that I've ever heard of. It went on for, God, dozens of hours. It involved us singing political songs in front of the bookshop Santa Cruz. And during the day, we were accused of unreasonable noise, which is, of course, insulting my singing. I'm not always the best, as you may have heard. But I can sometimes put out a good tune. It was politically motivated, and we were accused of conspiring because we had anticipated possibly the police would try to run us away using this. Your noise is unreasonable based upon police. We wanted the police officer to testify that it was unreasonable, what standard they were using, but instead the officer in question walked by, found no problem with our singing, but when somebody who had been sleeping on the floor above during the day on a Wednesday, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, complained that he couldn't sleep, the officer regarded it as unreasonable, even though she, when she'd walking by, had found nothing wrong with it. the policy of the police department is to use, and at that time, was to use private citizens to effectuate censorship if that's what any citizen in the downtown area wanted to do with respect to that, you know, that street riffraff or the political activists who were on the streets doing their thing. And the issue here for Lucero Luna, who was the only activist, the only person arrested at the Camp Phoenix for the phony, oh, you're all trespassing, get out of here. And, of course, the proper response to people there would have been, we're not leaving. We got no place to go unless you have a place to send us to. We're doing this to protect ourselves from the rain, from conditions of unsafe lodging elsewhere. If you got a place for us to go, present it and we'll consider leaving. Instead, they allowed themselves to be frightened away. And that's going to be the problem with the next encampment if and when it, well, I have to say when it shows up, because encampments are showing up all the time. But not the kind of community-supported Santa Cruz Union homeless union encampment that was happening at the former Camp Ross site in November, which was driven away after 5 days, even though it seemed to be operating pretty well with this 60 to 100 people that were there, with the police and the fire chief walking around saying we can't find anything wrong with it, with porta-potties being actually put in by volunteers from Food Not Bombs, with food and clothing and survival gear being donated by the community. We made that request again today at the Homeless Memorial, and I didn't see one tent or one article of clothing. It was all a bunch of service providers who have expanded their ranks, what with the money that's been pouring into the homeless services but not reaching homeless people, sitting around and bemoaning the dead 58 people this year, which, by the way, is going to be the subject of a homeless run memorial on Saturday. I think I may have mentioned that before in this broadcast. Maybe not. I'm a little bit jumbled this afternoon. It'll be happening between, yeah, I think I did mention it. But check it out. It's 5 o'clock on the 21st. And anyway, let's get back to Lucero Luna's account. My point was, and it was perhaps spoken at too long a length, that you don't get a jury trial in this country. Even if you want one, you're more likely to get either held in jail so long because you can't afford the bail, or be keep getting dragged back to court again and again, so you're missing job options, or you have to get there if you're poor and homeless and living outside. You have to find ways to fit that into your schedule, to remember your court dates, to be able to make it, you know, I don't know, with your shoes on, if you have shoes. I guess the court hasn't been demanding shoes recently. They sometimes have in the past. Anyway, let's hear some more.
I hope I don't have to pay, because I haven't done it in the past when I was I had to work through collections, through court here in Santa Cruz County and Ventura County, and I didn't pay any fees to volunteer.
You came up from Ventura. Any reports from the Ventura Union down there?
Well, I started over a month ago, so I was the president, and I came here for the memorial service of Desiree Quintero, and I ended up staying here after we opened a Phoenix camp, which was renamed in her honor. And so I'm trying to keep the site, you know, the group going. And so, yeah, so I'm the one that recruits members to the Ventura chapter of the California Homeless Union. And so, so people are being active, posting on that one. And how come you haven't joined? I invited you.
To the Ventura chapter?
Yes.
Well, I haven't been down to Ventura lately.
Excuse me. I have members from around the world.
Really?
Jackass.
Well, that kind of abuse. I'm going to have to talk to the sheriff about that.
Okay, go ahead.
Except I never do. I don't like him too much.
Anyhow, yeah, so, I have, I started with, there were only three of us who were housed, so the one that I opened me, and then I invited someone else when I came here to be an admin, right, and then so another houseless person. All the other members, there were 20 initially, they were housed people, okay? And so now we have, getting near the 200. I haven't invited anyone else.
Doing what, of course, is the question.
Doing what? Well, that's the thing. There in the front lines, I don't believe anyone is doing anything other than
sounds like Santa
what, what I was doing. So that's why I feel guilty and I feel bad. I feel bad for the ones over there that no one is being recording injustices. And I encourage people to do it.
Well, I know that you've been keeping. I've seen your presence on Facebook and a number of entries here, as well as from Ventura.
Today I was supposed to go to after to the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship of Santa Cruz County. I missed my 9:45 bus. Then I got in the bus and I missed my stop. Ended up in Watsonville.
And what did you find there?
Well, I just went to the first center, Freedom Center or something, where there's lots and there is a Starbucks and there's Safeway or something. So I stopped there and spent a little time and then came back to help.
How is Starbucks in Watsonville? Do they allow people to use the bathroom?
I came to help with the chopping veggies and fruit for the Huna bombs that we get to share vegan food in the community. And so, yeah, I
does Starbucks allow people to use the bathroom?
I went to
Hard
lots.
To get a straight answer.
I went to lots, and yes, I used their bathroom. It wasn't locked. It was open to the public, general public. And then I sat in front of Safeway and Starbucks, and there's a bench. And yeah, they said you can sit here, and there's no time limit.
Santa Cruz, are they still open in Santa Cruz?
Ding,
Starbucks for use, even if you don't purchase something.
I haven't gone there.
If you do, let me know.
Water and ocean.
There's one down here and there's one over there.
I'm not a Starbucks consumer.
Nor am I. But, I mean, I wonder if they let you walk in and use the bathroom. And we've been talking with...
Well, you can go find out to see if you can use the bathroom here downtown.
If I ever wander by there, I probably will.
Okay.
And we've been talking... I'm going to say, unless you tell me who we're talking to, I will tell everybody.
Okay. What was the question?
Your name is...
Free Range Princess, the one that gets kicked out of Santa Cruz legally for a month, a year. Uh-huh.
Welcome back, Free Ranger.
Okay.
That's Lucero Lynn.
Princess.
Free Range Princess. I don't believe in royalty. I'm sorry.
Who's doing what?
And Starbucks, of course, because of a racial discrimination scandal and lawsuit, adopted a nationwide policy of letting people use their bathrooms without purchasing if need be. And that was the case at least in one of the Starbucks, which I visited on Ocean, 6 months ago to a year ago. But I haven't been to the one, and I think I asked about the one on Pacific some months back, but I'm trying to keep current on this because in the absence of public restrooms, restrooms in coffee shops and so forth become more important and key to people, particularly people who are disabled or people who are elderly or people who are, everybody, but particularly folks who don't usually have a nice, comfortable bathroom to go home to.
No.
Yeah, that's another possibility.
You need to rock your mind.
You gotta line up.
It's a real thing.
The homeless meeting, we have okay. Alicia, so Lucero, Keith, me.
Action.
And what's your name?
Josiah.
Robert Josiah. Mucho gusto.
Yeah.
All right. Recording this whole thing, just for the hell of it.
Coming up with, we had actually done that at one point. The officers, like who would be in charge, doing what and what and what.
What about bylaws? I want to spend a couple of weeks talking about the bylaws.
No, I don't think we're going to do that. Oh, wow. I got good. All, I have a lot of welcoming things.
The Union of the Homeless is meeting. So I hear, anyway.
What happened to Cloud? Did he really take off?
Cloud go south?
Did he?
I don't know. I thought he was.
I think he said he was doing going to do something like that. He kind
God,
of.
Did he leave?
Yeah, he said he was all enthusiastic, but then he kind of
God, yeah.
took off with Rose, I believe.
Well, that's what happens with people. Okay. So what do you think, Mike, we should do next?
Musical Mike puts down his food and ponders, chooses, and says... Honor those that went before is what
okay,
he says.
Okay, he's saying honor those that went before.
That's a good place.
Honor goeth before a fall, no?
Okay.
So, do we have anything planned? Like, we can discuss how are we going to address the loss of Desiree and or, like, the people that we personally know at this memorial coming up.
And the memorial will be, what, next Sunday? Next Saturday or Sunday?
I think it's Sunday here, yeah.
Because I know there's one on Thursday.
There's one that's that the...
Homeless Lack of Services, or actually Housing Mutters is putting
yeah,
out.
Yeah, and the other group... Homeless Action Partnership, whatever the hell it is.
There's three of them?
There's three groups. There's the healthcare people, Housing Matters.
You know, and, the three memorials?
No, it's all the same. There's two memorials, ours and theirs.
And one of those we may have time to play a little of today. You of course, heard Brent and I talking about it earlier in the show. And the other one will be coming up Saturday at the Pudnut Bombs meal if you want to check it out. Do you know when?
It's Thursday morning or something?
Yeah, at Harvey West at 10 o'clock or something.
Okay, and yours is
4 o'clock on Sunday the...
Sunday is going to be...
No, Saturday the 21st. Saturday the 21st.
So our meeting is just the three of us.
So Travis can be in the meeting. Mike's in the meeting. Okay. You're in the meeting.
You've what been else? Recruited in the meeting here.
We expect some decent music out of you as well.
How you doing?
Oh.
Good to see you.
Thank
what
you.
A coincidence.
So the
yeah. Did you know who she was?
Yeah.
Okay, good to know. Just making sure,
because
I think that's an interesting coincidence.
So I'm not quite sure what this has to do with any meeting activity, but I'm still hoping.
And then volunteering tomorrow for a nonprofit organization that sells insurance.
Stop that.
You'd better talk, and talk into the mic, for God's sake.
No such thing as a homeless person.
You want to become homeless?
You can't become homeless in a place where you're born. This planet belongs to all of us. You can't be homeless.
Oh,
that's a misstatement by everybody.
It's also a Mr. statement, sir.
It's a BS statement.
All right, then.
I don't know who I am, but I'll tell you, it's bullcrap.
There you go.
So any reports on police harassment in the last week, folks?
I have no idea.
Well, that's good. What about you, Alicia?
In the last week, no.
What about you, Keith? Anything you've heard?
Oh, wow. What did I hear?
Well, except for police harassment, I can say in the last week that they swept all the camps that were across next to the freeway on Highway 1.
I saw a great pile of debris, I guess homeless possessions, survival gear.
Yes. I told you that they don't store belongings.
Well, they may have taken and stored some. This may all be garbage, Alicia Cool. Ill-spoken former KSCO speaker.
Can we talk about how many items they saved from the Ross camp? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, right on.
I would like to know. Have you found out?
They advertised it. It was under 20. Well, under 20 items.
Only the choicest items were taken. The rest were mercifully disposed of.
I'll just let you... live with that.
I do. I'm indoors. What do I give a shit about this?
So are we planning to go to the official government memorial service or what?
I usually wander over there, but it depends. Thursday morning, probably, maybe.
Yeah, and it's always so sad because there's usually not a single person that lives on the street there.
Well, there are a few.
Maybe
you know what they called people before they were homeless? They called them wanderers.
Yeah.
That's right. They were not homeless. They were wanderers.
Tramps and bums. Scoundrels.
No,
ne'er-do-wells. Highwaymen.
That's modern government terminology.
Exactly.
You dare to call me a government terminologist?
Yeah.
My goodness.
All right. As you should be.
Yeah.
So you were trying to remember, Keith, incidents you've heard from your vantage point as a Food Not Bombsker guy.
Yeah,
about...
Well, yesterday Ray came up and told me about how he lost 100% of his belongings at the Metro.
And how did that happen?
He went into the bathroom, and then he came out. Nothing was there. And none of the officers there...
saw a damn thing.
Saw anything and didn't know anything about it. They were nice to him, but said they didn't know what happened to all of his belongings.
How cool is that? Tanny has brought us a clothing rack.
No powers of observation.
We have a clothing rack here, as well as people scanning the clothing tarp. So, you're saying that? Do you know of any accounts about from refugees, Alicia, from the Highway 1 demolition of the tents earlier this week?
I don't know exactly who was staying in those tents, but there's a lot of people right here on the post office. You could be amongst refugees from there right now.
Yeah, it's a good chance that that's the case. Yeah. So. Yeah, I mean, the main things I've heard are people losing their things downtown. Sonny accidentally found some stuff, or he came across a bunch of things, and if anybody comes to me and asks me for specific things, he has them.
And if you're publishing this, we're not getting, like, enough, like, tent, sleeping bag donations to replace. I mean, we probably couldn't possibly, even if we got tons and tons of donations. But if people want to donate, they could bring tents and sleeping bags and coats to Food Not Bombs or contact me or Keith, because we need as much of that as possible to replace all the stuff that's being taken. It's really cold outside.
Yeah. 4 to 6 Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah. And then the other thing is, I think that, like, maybe between now and next week,
I'm thinking we can do the Costco. If it's not raining, we can do the Costco, thing again.
Yeah. Cookies, yay!
And the Costco's thing was an event whereby Union of the Homeless set up a table right across the street from the Costco's store and encouraged people coming out of Costco's to donate some socks, some other homeless gear and so forth, and also to come and bring their surplus clothing from their homes that they have and they're not using down to the Food Not Bombs meal 4 to 6 on Saturdays and Sundays. And that's still, I guess, a call for winter survival gear that's gone out.
Cookies have arrived. So I think, and then the other thing we should do, that on Sunday we should do the, if it's not raining on Sunday, we should do the Costco. Then the other thing is that we really should start to chart out, like, you know, have like an organized way where people, our proposal was $1 a month dues starting January 1st, that we actually have the committees start really meeting and doing things.
Any reports from any of the shelter people as to what's happening in the shelters?
Well, I can just tell you, Nikki's so pissed off, she's living in her car now, waiting for it to be towed so that she can live in a doorway.
So that's a report I've heard a couple times. Yeah. But what about people who are in the shelters? The great network of Santa Cruz homeless union activists who are keeping a close watch eye on what's going on in these places.
And so our person at, where's she at, Paige?
Oh, Paige
Smith? Yeah, brought us bed bugs to take pictures of.
I remember a mention of a sort of an entomological approach.
We also had people complaining that they have to catch the van to go to where they're going too fast. It turns out some people end up on the van and end up in Watsonville, and they hate that shelter because it's too crowded and small.
And you're not allowed to go to the Laurel Street shelter unless you get on a van, which had been running from Laurel and Front Street next to the credit union parking lot there. And that, I guess, is being moved to as you may have heard in the discussion I had with Brent Adams, to the county jail area, although I'm not sure if that movement, change of location has actually happened yet.
Now, what about this thing passed by the supervisors to change the location of people going to Laurel Street from where it currently is down at Laurel and Front to the jail, yeah. Anybody, any updates?
You might want to comment.
I mean, I know it was supposedly passed. It was mentioned at the shitty council meeting, but is it actually operational?
No,
No, it's not operational yet.
Yeah, they have to build like this little covering that they haven't done.
Take a few months, I think.
Yeah, they've got to. But the thing that somebody pointed out that it was very clever move because then everybody will just assume those are people that got released from the jail.
Why would that be clever? I'm not quite sure.
Well, because that was that further
look away from look here, all these homeless people. It kind of just I don't know associates them.
Just a bunch of criminals hanging around.
Yeah.
So of course the point is, and this is one of the things that happened decades ago when we were doing protests against the sleeping ban in the late '80s here in the downtown area, and serving people soup right at the town clock. We were, riot police came to seize the soup and arrest us because they did not want all this visible homeless presence interfering with the comfort of the winter shopping season, the holiday shopping season. Just, it's really, you know, a burden to see a hungry face when you're trying to eat a nice, hot, warm, rather expensive meal. So, I mean, you know, have some sympathy for the local folks who are, and the merchants who are get supported by those local folks who are just trying to, well, patronize locally.
There's a bunch of people that got released from jail.
Okay. They're all in jail.
Yeah. So I think that for next, by next week, let's actually come up with a better agenda.
Well, I would be happy to even print one up if you want to call me in advance.
We'll email it to you.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Can I give them to you?
Yes.
Certainly.
Cool.
Or you can you can hang them on that.
Hang them on that rack.
Great. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, all right, then. We have clothing giveaways happening even as we speak.
Yeah, that's going really good now. That I got all the clothing that you gave me. So I brought all the clothing that we've been collecting during the rainy part and brought it today. And it's going, which is pretty impressive. So, but it's cold as hell,
Thank
too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So, how are donations going today? And have they increased?
We've had a huge pot. I mean, because I brought...
Jane came and brought some. We just had the lady right now.
I filled the entire van full of stuff this morning, and it's gone. So that's good.
Right.
All that stuff that you collected that I took and then put in my storage bin, I brought it to this morning. And
what about? I need more.
Yeah.
More.
In the media outreach scene, has there been any movement? Has Michael Zwirling had an epiphany and decided to allow homeless people again to speak on his radio station or not?
And this is with reference to something we've been talking about on this program and past programs, that KSCO did allow Keith McHenry and Alicia Kuhl on the air and for a couple of Saturday specials. In fact, I think Keith was on the last one. He played some of that on Sunday. And nonetheless, Alicia has been apparently blackballed from there, although it's not too clear. I guess at the last Conscience in Action meeting, which we had on Wednesday, the word came out that there had been complaints from Darius, a local landlord, who didn't like the posting that Alicia had done on Facebook describing what other people had described him as. I'm not sure whether it was a sex predator or a landlord, a slumlord. Various kinds of allegations, which, frankly, I'm not a fan of mixing homeless activism with sort of personal pushback, because I think Alicia got rather sensitive about Darius's attacks on her and so responded in kind. Alicia's far more vulnerable than I am. I mean, I have a room I rent, a place I rent, and she has a van and three kids and, you know, a partner, and they're vulnerable. And so when they're attacked and their location is given out, and I don't know that Darius did this, but some have done this on the Facebook, she gets concerned and she gets upset and angry. And that's one of the concerns that we've had about folks in their vehicles. They're particularly vulnerable. And so she was, in spite of being a very articulate and I thought well-received KSCO talk show person, even though people disagreed with her, a bunch of reactionary bigots fundamentally, or ignorant individuals just sort of expressing the latest trope about skunks, punks, and drunks being the homeless population instead of the people that are really there. It's kind of Zwirling, who likes to profess a great commitment to free speech, didn't have it.
You have to talk to Keith.
Okay, well, that's still up in the air, although he did seem very sympathetic to doing that. He was going, my sense was he was going to talk to Rosie and see if that's cool.
Keith here is talking about a change of position whereby the KSCO owner Zwirling would let Alicia Kuhl back on the air again, but that hasn't happened, and I don't know if it will. But she's always welcome on this particular netcast.
It's my understanding that the issue before him was he had all these people emailed him for a year about a person by the name of Georgia. And it turned out that when he eventually something happened on the program where he became, oh my God, she is a neo-Nazi, and then let her go. And because she is a neo-Nazi, the Nazis all over, she ended up on Stormfront or one of the other Nazi white supremacists.
What does this have to do with Alicia Kuhl and her not...
Exactly.
I don't quite... Keith, I know you wanted to keep coming onto his damn show, and I heard you, in fact, played you on my radio show today,
so
debating with Michael Harrison. I know he has some great ideas. What a bunch of horse shit,
oh,
Keith.
He's an asshole.
Yes, he is, and you didn't say that. You did not come out and say that instead of...
Keith had upset me on his Saturday show, which I played on Sunday myself, parts of it from the KSCO show that he was on, because he was, I think, treating far too gently a guy who essentially favors, regards homeless people as sort of street scum and dirt that need to be swept off the streets, but only, of course, if you put them in shelter because they're mentally ill or drug abusers and... that's the narrative that he favors. Now, Keith doesn't favor that narrative, of course, but he seemed to be going soft on this guy with an attempt to find common ground. It's kind of hard to find common ground with somebody who starts telling you that the Jews are an inferior race or the homeless are, you know, intrinsically this or that in a bunch of criminals and drug abusers, and that's just who they are as a matter of course and a menace to the public. You either you can accept that perspective, or you can say, well, what's your evidence for this? Show me specifics, particular statistics about this. You know, does crime really increase in an area where you have a well-run homeless encampments by homeless people themselves? And the answer, as far as I know, is no. And that is nonetheless ignored by those who would the very sight and thought of homeless people in the vicinity is disconcerting, if not alarming, to them. So
you were doing the Mr. Oh, well, I'm really glad he had this to say, and you know, I was really kind of upset you didn't expose this clown.
Well, I did. I mean, I think what I said was completely countered him during my entire period of time where I spoke. I didn't attack
well,
him directly.
A nice anecdotal story about your grandfather and the origins of Food Not Bombs, which you really got to get beyond that stuff. I mean, no offense, man. It's nice, but it's not really relevant.
Well, what I think I said was that people don't have any place to be outside, which is why they're on your streets.
And he agreed. Oh, yes, we agree with that. In the meantime, sweep those fuckers away. But you didn't say, now hold it. Isn't that a form of bigotry? You didn't use the B word ever. I know.
No, I didn't. No, no. But also, it was very hard to get in on that show.
He claimed you took up all the time.
I know. It was really messed up.
This is a KSCO show that
but
we heard Saturday special. You can
Alicia,
it's archived.
And that was like, you know.
So in other words, Alicia's still out and you're in. This sounds like a bunch of patriarchal horseshit to me, speaking as a defender of the rights of the vagina.
No, but that actually
so
not accurate. But anyway, the reason that you go back to the other story, he somehow thought that because actually one person, I think, using four different handles was writing horrible things about, to him about...
It's not relevant to why kicking somebody off the air. Come on, it's bullshit.
Well, this is what I'm just describing what he said was the thing. Yeah,
you're
going,
suggesting, oh, well, he's talking to Rosie, and it's up in the air, and things may change. I mean, come on. You know. He's not allowing her on the air now. That's what's happening.
He said she would have him on the air.
Only by phone.
Possibly afterwards, maybe even in the studio.
Maybe even in the studio.
Yeah. Well, I don't really care, but the reality is I told, you know.
Okay, well, and I don't, you know, as a radio person, I want to, you know, I like to see fairness. But anyway, the Union of the Homeless is where we're at in the meeting here. We're having small conversations. And you, of course...
So the thing, the only reason I tell you that story, he didn't say that story on air.
We're talking about the KSCO show, in case you didn't know.
And so the thing is, there's no equivalency to, which I pointed out to him after the show, that a neo-Nazi that is connected to Nazis who kill people all over the world is completely different than a homeless advocate that lives with her family in an RV.
He said in a way that confronts him publicly. Otherwise, it's kind of useless to say that to him off to the side.
He wouldn't turn on my damn mic.
You had your mic on a number of points. You could have.
Yeah, but that wasn't the... I was answering the question that they were asking.
Anyway, so... I guess what's coming up this week is... there have been discussions of new campgrounds, you know, another camp, of taking over a parking garage, of occupying a building, of, you know, I don't know, organizing people who are outside by just going from one tent encampment to another. That's what I thought the Union of the Homeless was kind of going to get into, but so far I'm wondering... Yeah, what's going on? We're talking about it. But.
Yeah, we're talking. I mean, things. You know how it happened last time. We don't really go into a great lot of detail on a radio show about what might happen.
Right. Well, again, it's not so much that
you
I want.
No, you know, however many people listen. The reality is that there are people that are talking about either redoing the camp, organizing a separate camp. Just like you said, taking over parking garages. We haven't figured out exactly what it is, but we want to do.
What does the weather look like for the next week? Anybody been following that?
No, I haven't been following. I'm amazed it's nice now.
I mean, it gets cold and shitty, but I mean...
But not rainy, I suppose.
I wouldn't suppose that if I were you.
It's getting colder, though.
Yeah. I think it could rain.
Well,
let me see. I'll do weather.
We're going to look up the weather report here.
It'll be fine, and then it'll get shitty.
When will the shitty stuff come in?
Says we're supposed to get rain on Wednesday, and then it's supposed to be overcast but no rain until Saturday, and then it's straight rain on through Tuesday. But that's like a week out forecast, so
who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Tuesday, Wednesday's rain, Saturday's rain, during Sunday's rain, during the Monday's rain. So Tuesday's rain.
So I've been going around asking people what they propose to as a solution for people to. Do when it starts to rain, or when the cops come and drive you out.
Well, one
whatever.
Idea I had was that there's this prime commercial real estate right across the street.
Right. What? Are you suggesting that we assemble in a certain area?
No comment.
No comment.
Assemble at a certain area at a certain time, not to do anything illegal, mind you, but to, shall we say, investigate the possibility of some kind of makeshift shelter in the rain while the rain comes down on Wednesday, let's say. that's just an idea, wild and crazy. Is there we go?
Shelter in the rain is happening all over town, Robert.
I know, but if you have a shelter in one place, it's at least dry there for that moment.
How many winter shelters did the city council vote to open with their new $7 million that they found?
I think the answer to that is a fat goose egg.
I don't believe they didn't vote for any, did they?
We need a giant circus tent that we can, like, put, like, tarps or a giant canopy. We can tarp around it and make one giant indoor tent.
I can get one of those.
I had two of them,
but they're being used by somebody else, but I could get a third.
I've also, you know, proposed a number of things at the Huff meeting, too.
Yeah.
Which,
we wouldn't be blocking
sidewalk, we can put it right freaking here.
It's really big, though. It's 38 feet long.
You don't think that we can use this whole thing?
We'll just leave the Union of the Homeless meeting here.
We'd have to...
And that was the latest Union of the Homeless meeting, mostly three or four of us quipping back and forth. But it isn't always that way. Sometimes substantive stuff does come out, and I encourage people to at least look in and see what's cooking. Here's a little more from that same, that was last Sunday. Here's a little more from the Food Not Bombs meal.
So we have Ricardo Lopez, who's done some new composing. What's your latest song there, Ricardo?
Christmas in Crystal Town. That one, I've been working on that. That's the one I usually play at this time of year.
We actually heard that one last time. I want a new song.
You know, it is about time for a new Christmas song. I just have to find another theme.
Inspiration.
That is a pretty inspiring song. It shows that people can find happiness in any circumstances. They don't really have to have somebody assign them, oh, if you have this, you'll be happy. If you have this, you'll be happy. And it kind of speaks of happiness that everybody can have, you know.
Any reports in the last few days about, for example, last night you were outdoors, I take it.
Yeah.
How are the rangers, cops, and First Alarm, or whoever treating you?
They've been horrible to other people, but we are somehow managing for now.
Low profile, or just they stay away from you?
Well, I think it's a matter of authority. I think we happen to be in the federal people's place, and that means the game warden has to come deal with it, and they guard their jurisdictions jealously, or they'll
we're talking about the levy.
Yeah,
I've never quite bought this argument that certain areas are off limits to the Santa Cruz Police Department, whether it's the county building or the levy or the post office because it's federal. But who knows? I don't live out there and haven't been sleeping there overnight and haven't been researching it either in the bureaucratic catacombs to find out what's really happening.
We're in the tidal area, so we're keeping it as clean as we can and doing work right now because that rain got everything wet, so we have to throw tons of, moldy stuff away, but we're doing it. And
anything you observe during the day that you want to pass on, either on Pacific Avenue or around town?
Just the usual untrained theoretical rangers that are not real rangers. Yeah, they're not like federal rangers or... Even they don't even know like the different species of cephalopods or California microclimates that you think a ranger would know about, you know.
So these are ill-informed rangers.
Yeah, I think Ranger is the name of the company, and because they range out there looking for people, I guess.
Maybe D-rangers, perhaps. Yeah,
I think so. I think so. Yeah.
And we've been listening to the thoughts of
Ricardo Lopez.
Anything you want to add, Ricardo?
Power to the people. We need to be out there like those French people with yellow shirts on, just raising hell with our government. We've got this idiot in there, and not like there's a whole bunch of... There isn't a whole bunch of idiots.
You're talking about our mayor, Justin Cummings, are you?
We might be putting him in there. We might be putting in Trump, though, more than anything, with the... These idiotic, un-American policies.
Yeah, this is from the wonderful Joe Biden. Is that what you're...
Joe, me. I'm pulling for a...
I'm pulling for you, other than any of those clowns.
Ocasio-Cortez, she's... What's her name? Yeah, she seems like she's talking the right stuff, and any of these people are saying, we don't have time to wait. The water's going to be up... We're going to be up to our ass in water here in Santa Cruz if those ice caps keep melting, And all this ignoring of, 60% of the animals on Earth are livestock. 36% are people. 4% are wild. Somebody said, wait a minute, how many rats are there? I said, come on, you...
Well, they run the city.
Now you're counting rats? I mean, if it's that bad and you want to count rats to inflate the numbers, come on, give me a break.
I'm going to mouse out of this whole thing.
I love you, bro.
We've been talking to
Ricardo Lopez. Peace and love.
You too, man.
And it looks like we're nearly out of time. We're going to roll with a couple more street interviews from, I guess it would be yesterday. be back on Sunday with more. In the meantime, keep your eyes open, your ears to the ground, and give me a call at 423-4833 if you have anything to report, 423-4833. Also show up at the Homeless Memorial, the real Homeless Memorial, the Homeless Run Memorial. That's going to be 4 to 6 on Saturday.